it's here and now, and you can tell a little something about where today's immigrants are coming from by the restaurants that exist across this country. For example, no matter where you live, you probably aren't too far from a Mexican restaurant, and you probably can find a Chinese restaurant, maybe even a sushi place. But what about a Korean barbecue? Well, if you don't have one now, you may be getting one soon, because according to the Migration Policy Institute, the number of Korean immigrants in the U.S. grew 27-fold between 1970 and 2007 and has grown significantly since. And no U.S. city has more Koreans and Korean Americans than Los Angeles. I went to Koreatown to a place called Park's Barbecue for a visit and met with chef owner Jenny Kim. Each table in the restaurant has a grill in the center, but before you even start throwing meat onto it, the table is filled with tiny plates of side dishes.
These are all the side dishes. We call it banchan. So traditionally, you know, in Korea, we have like a variety of banchans, side dishes, that comes with the barbecue. And if it's not non-barbecue restaurant, we still have, you know, a lot of banchans, variety. There's like hundreds of, you know, different kinds with good nutrition.
Well, this one I recognize right away. That is kimchi, right?
Yeah, that's kimchi. And, you know, in different areas, they have like all kinds of different kimchis. So depends on what kind you like.
So how do you do it?
We marinate, we salt the cabbage and leave it for, you know, 5-6 hours, and then, you know, we add all these ingredients like red pepper. It's like kimchi is good for you because it's the fermented food.
It's fermented.
Yeah, it's fermented, and you leave it for, you know, three to five days. Some kimchis are like, you know, 6 years old.
Okay, well, I have to try some while it's sitting here in front of me. Let me have a little bit of this. So how old is this kimchi?
Well, this is only like 2-3 days old. Good.
Very fresh and spicy. Tell me about some of the other things here.
Well, okay, this is like radish kimchi, the kimchi made out of radish. And this is eggplant. And of course, when you go to Korean restaurants, we always do like a potato salad. Even in some places, they have like Korean style potato salad. This is like potato salad.
And it almost looks like a scoop of mashed potatoes.
It is mashed potato, but you know, with mayonnaise and like carrots and cucumbers, onions. We chop everything in there. That's Korean style mashed potato. And this is rice paper. And that's radish with oyster.
And what are you supposed to do with the rice paper?
You can wrap the meat with the rice paper. We call it sam. We wrap most like meats with lettuce or sesame leaf or rice paper. That's our traditional way to eat the meat.
Okay, show me how you do that.
I have, you can do it together or separately. You put a little bit of meat here and some bean paste sauce. And then wrap it and eat it.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's good.
What do you find is the hardest thing for non-Koreans to like in a restaurant like this? What's the thing that they send back or say, I don't know if I can taste that?
It was kimchi before, but now, I think because of Michelle Obama, she made some kimchi there, and, you know, fermented food is really good for you, so people are willing to try kimchi now, and, you know, they ask for it, even though sometimes we don't send out kimchi because we have so many, you know, side dishes, so we cannot send out all the side dishes. We make about, you know, 15 to 20 side dishes daily, but it depends on the customers. For like for two customers, we send out 8 side dishes, you know, it's like that. So sometimes if you don't send out kimchi, they ask for it.
And you think that's because of Michelle Obama?
I think that has a lot to do with it, because kimchi has become really, you know, acknowledged as a health nutrition, you know, nutritious food.
Is there anything that you can't get here that you can still get in Korea, in a restaurant like this in Korea?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Like what?
Like a lot of vegetables that we can't get, you know, those Korean vegetables and like fishes. Yeah, there are some things, but, you know, we have, especially LA, we have a lot of fresh, you know, different like vegetables, like broccoli. That's not really Korean food, but we do season it in Korean style. So that makes it, you know, anything you can make it Korean side dishes, Korean style, with Korean seasoning.
Now, once you get the meat out, and we can see the meat is sizzling here on the grill right now, there are lots of things that you can put it in. We have a lot of sauces or little cups of things in front of us. One of them here is a salt, but it's not just standard salt. What is that?
It's roasted salt with sesame seed and black pepper.
And then this is sort of like soy sauce, but what is it?
Yeah, this is our house soy sauce. We make it and with a little bit of wasabi and, you know.
Koreans like things spicy.
This is not very spicy, but this is very spicy. Yeah, we love spicy food. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, when I come to a Korean barbecue restaurant, this is always the sauce that I ask for. It's sort of like a chili sauce. What is in that sauce?
Well, there's chili, jalapeno. Yeah, we chop everything, grind everything, and make it very spicy.
So before you were trained as a chef, did you cook at home?
Oh, yeah, I love to cook at home. Yeah, I started cooking when I was in middle school. So,
what was your favorite thing to eat back then?
Back then, I loved galbi. Galbi is marinated rib.
So that's what we're looking at here. This is marinated rib.
Uh-huh. And this is thinly sliced marinated beef.
I have to say, watching him do this, I feel like I have not been good enough. Every time I've gone to a Korean barbecue restaurant, I didn't slice the onion over the meat like that.
Well, you can. You don't have to, but that's our way. Everybody has different ways to do it. So.
I'm learning a lot of new tricks right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to should I try one of these right now? Mm. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
If you compare the situation now to 10 years ago when you opened this up, are Americans developing more of a taste for Korean barbecue, do you think?
Of course, yeah. Well, now there are so many, many, many barbecue restaurants, especially in L.A., and they're doing, so many different style of barbecue restaurants. There's, all-you-can-eat barbecue, you know. We are getting much more non-Koreans than 10 years ago when I opened. So I think Korean barbecue is becoming really, really famous now.
Well, Jenny Kim, chef owner here at Park's Barbecue in Koreatown, Los Angeles, thanks so much.
Thank you.